Hey there, everybody, and welcome to the Rubbernecked Podcast. I'm Alicia, and I have a very special guest in the studio with me today, Angie Marchese, the director of the archives at Graceland. Mm-hmm. Thank you for being here. You are so super busy, and how we got you here, I'm not really sure. It just kind of was fate, but thank you.
I'm hiding. Don't tell anyone I'm here.
Well, I know you've been super busy, and let's talk about why you've been super busy.
Well, we've installed, in the past 3 weeks, we've done three different exhibits here at Graceland.
Whoa.
Two in 1 week. The first one was the I Shot Elvis exhibit, which is
been
on the books for so long. We've talked about it, and we've tried to figure out how to actually make it work and make it special. And I think we accomplished that, because the exhibit concept was really Elvis being the most photographed guy of the times.
Right.
And how can we bring these photos to life, and who took them? Who were the people behind the cameras? And not just focusing on the professional photographers, but also giving the fans kind of a shout out, because they probably took more pictures of Elvis than anybody.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
And then being able to bring the pictures to life, so it's not just a photo exhibit.
Right.
But actually going through the collection and going, hey, there's the hat he's wearing at the gates of the California
Putting
house.
It together.
Yes. So that when you're seeing the pictures, we're talking about the photographer in the moment, but you're physically seeing the item that Elvis is wearing in these photos. So
that's so cool.
It really is. And you can take your own selfie with Elvis and post it.
I've done that.
Hashtag
very cool
Elvis selfie.
Elvis selfie, because everyone loves a selfie.
Yes.
That's really cool. And I will say, I've been through the exhibit, and one of my favorite pieces, because we were talking about this earlier, mm-hmm. I love, and it didn't belong to Elvis, but was the earrings that mm-hmm. were in the picture of Gladys's. I think that is so neat.
It's so special, because my favorite piece is also something that didn't belong to Elvis. It's the locket he bought Gladys in New York, which was in the William Spears photos.
And you told me a really cool story about that.
Yes, that the funny thing about it is, when we were looking at the Spears photos and going through Gladys's jewelry box, we came across the locket.
Right.
We opened it up, and it still has in it the souvenir photos from New York. It's got the Empire State Building.
That's so cool.
And everything in it. I mean, she wore it exactly the way that Elvis gave it to her, and then she was so proud of it that she wore it in her first photo shoot. I mean, so it's such a special piece.
And those pictures were taken very early on.
Yes.
And those were, I mean, Elvis looked so young. I mean, it was like, you know, superstardom had not even like set in yet.
No, not at all. And then the earrings are just so precious. And she wore them for those Wertheimer photo shoots at the Audubon House, which is before Graceland. And it's like she's helping him go through his closet and looking at clothes and everything.
Right.
You know, so they're so cute.
And I could kind of tell walking through the exhibit, I mean, you kind of have it in sort of a timeline, because it starts out with the Spear photos and early Elvis, and it kind of continues and it kind of ends with jumpsuits, right?
Exactly. We wanted to cover all aspects from early Elvis to the outfit he wore at the breakfast ceremony for 10 Outstanding
Young
Men. And then we have a Hollywood area, as well as, of course, the jumpsuits and the guys who followed him on tour and who are responsible for a lot of the photographs you see today of Elvis on stage.
Wow, that's really cool. So another exhibit that you did.
The second one
in 1 week.
Was That's the Way It Is at 45.
And before you go into it, you made a bold statement to me the other day. We were actually in the exhibit, which is off of the house in the annex, because it's our VIP space. And you said
that out of all of the exhibits I've ever done, this is probably my favorite.
Bold. That is bold.
It is so, I mean, I guess because from the vision I had in my head through installation, the graphics that I picked, I mean, everything just, it worked. It worked just the way I wanted it to work. It looks just the way I wanted it to look.
Yeah.
And, you know, to be able to have all four jumpsuits from the movie on display.
Right.
And then my favorite scene of the movie, when Elvis is reading telegrams, the shirt he's wearing when he's reading the telegrams.
Right.
Love that shirt.
Like, I kind of got goosebumps a little bit talking about
Never been on display before until now.
That's a cool fact. I didn't know that.
Yes. You know, so it's things like that, and just making the, you know, VIP. I mean, because you got to think, we're talking about one movie.
Right.
So the artifacts that we have are very limited. So be able to use the limited amount of artifacts, but yet to fill out a whole exhibit that you feel like you get the whole story behind the building of the hotel, which brought Elvis back to Vegas, which brought MGM, which brought the movie, which brought the sweets, and brought the TCB band together to be able to tell that whole story.
Snowball effect.
Yeah. And plus, I got my floating screen. That's all I wanted.
There you go. So there's different really cool aspects to this exhibit, and it's definitely worth checking out. Obviously, if you think it's one of the most wonderful exhibits that's ever been put together since you've been here, and that's been a long time.
It's almost 26 years, but yeah. So, and I'm partial to a lot of my exhibits when I first put them together, but this one, yeah, I'm going to like this one for a long time.
That's really cool. So, okay, tell me about the third one.
The third one we actually just installed last week. You know, last year we opened up the new archive studio on property and added that as part of the experience to make it more kind of a behind the scenes. What is the archives? What we did is that in the first room of the studio, instead of just standing there and waiting for the show to begin, we've actually brought out storage cabinets from the archives filled with things you can self-explore what's in the Graceland archives.
So you can go in there and literally pull the drawers out and see that the way that they would be stored in the archives.
Yes.
Wow.
We do have, and they're under plexi, so don't worry about anyone touching them or taking them. They're very secure.
Of course.
But it really does give you that opportunity to actually explore what is in the archives.
It's very interactive.
Yes, very interactive. And it's actually probably one of the easy exhibits to do because there is no theme. The theme is the archives.
Archives.
And we have everything in the archives, from stuff given to Elvis from fans, his record collection, clothes, documents, memorabilia,
everything,
blueprints to Graceland. So all of that is represented in this exhibition.
That is so neat. It really makes me think about the stuff I have that I just throw out every day. I mean, I would never have my own archives, but that's so cool that our archives are so vast that we're able to play around and do different things and even take things outside of Graceland.
Yes.
Like Vegas. Tell me about Vegas.
Vegas is happening in, oh my gosh, 4 weeks, 5 weeks we open?
Very soon.
Very soon. We're shipping next week. 28,000 square foot exhibition back at the International/Hilton/Westgate, which is what it's called now.
Yes, the Westgate.
But it's the same property where Elvis performed over 600 sold out shows.
That's impressive in itself.
You know, basically calling it his home in Vegas. So it's really cool to be there and to bring Elvis back into the building and back to Vegas the way that he should be. Almost 40 years later. So the exhibition is going to be very Vegas-centric, but we're going to touch on all parts of Elvis's life and career, but it's definitely going to be something that you're going to want to see.
God, that is so neat. I mean, I just can't even imagine. I mean, thinking about people who actually attended those shows and now are able to come back and actually see some of the jumpsuits and stuff, that's just a really neat experience.
It really is going to be cool. I mean, the O2, which is currently going on in London, the exhibit that we have there has been so well received.
Right.
And the fans over there are loving every minute of it. It was like, if we went to London, where's the next place obvious that we'd bring Elvis to? And Vegas is it.
It's a natural. And, you know, speaking of, you know, things that you do in your job that, you know, obviously you play with Elvis's things.
Yes.
That's your line.
That's my line.
But also, you know, you were telling me earlier, we were running kind of late and you were saying, you know, I was just on a call talking about the design of these exhibits. And not only do you, you know, have to place these artifacts where they need to go, but, like, you know, from colors on walls to, you know, it's like a designer's job.
It really is, because it's not just, okay, here's a room that we're going to do Tupelo in. It's like, what does Tupelo look like?
Right.
What's the graphics on the wall? What's the lighting? What's the flooring? You know, where's the text panels going? Where are the cases going? Where's the video or audio element? You know, and you go from room to room, space to space, and then you have to kind of weave it all together so that it all looks consistent.
Right.
And has the feel that you want to, you know, invoke in these different areas. So, and then, you know, where do you put the benches in case someone wants to sit down for a second?
Right. You have to think about that kind of stuff. And that's the cool, you know, cool part of all of our jobs. We all wear different hats. And so along with that, you know, we kind of thought this will be kind of a different podcast, because we thought about the idea of, you know, asking the fans to say, send in your questions. I know people have questions all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So we asked our Facebook fans, our Twitter fans, even the insiders, to send in a question to you with the hashtag AskArchive. So I'm going to ask you a few of the questions, okay?
All right, here we go.
All right, so it's kind of like trivia, but you know every answer. So one of the first questions that was sent in was, how many family members lived at Graceland besides Elvis and Priscilla?
Okay, so when Elvis moves into Graceland, it's Elvis and his parents, Gladys and Vernon, and his grandmother, Minnie Mae. So there's four. Gladys passes away. Vernon gets remarried. Dee and Vernon do live at Graceland for a short period of time, and Dee has three sons, so she lived here. Also at the time, Elvis had entourage members who lived in and off the property at various times, including Charlie Hodge and Jerry Sherling. I think Joe Esposito and his wife lived there for a while. Then, of course, you've got Lisa, and then you've got Aunt Delta, who lived here till 93. And so I don't know the exact number, but yeah, quite a few.
One big happy family.
Exactly.
That's a good question. So the next question is, do the appliances still work in the kitchen?
Yes, they do. The breaker is turned off during the day and while it's on tour, but we do turn the breakers on a couple times a year when Lisa comes to the home and has family dinner.
So they work. That's very cool.
And they get used a couple times a year.
Hey, that's good to know. So let's talk about, this question was sent in, what about his clothes that were worn in Blue Hawaii?
I so wish we had those, especially the bathing suit.
Right.
But those, actually, a lot of Elvis's movie clothing, the reason why we don't have a lot in our collection, and there's always a lot out for auction, is because they belong to the studios. Elvis didn't personally buy them, so they belong to the studios. And so the studio, they'd be part of the studio archives, which then could have been repurposed and used for other actors and other movies, or could have been sold off through various auctions and things like that they have.
Right.
So I wish we had things from Blue Hawaii, but we don't. Sorry.
That's all right. Okay, so here's another question. Was there ever an Easter egg hunt at Graceland held by Elvis?
Not that I know of. I've seen photos of an Easter egg hunt, but both of them were out in California.
Oh, interesting.
Not here at Graceland.
Very interesting. Okay, here's another question. I've always wanted to know how Elvis learned to drive, who taught him, what kind of car he learned in, and what the process was like to get a driver's license back in the day.
Gosh, that, you know what? That is a good question. I would assume it was Vernon, because Gladys never had a driver's license.
That's really interesting.
So she never learned how to drive. So I would assume that Vernon was the, you know, father of the house, and he's the one that taught Elvis to drive. Getting a driver's license back in the 50s probably was a little bit easier than it is today.
Right.
So I don't know the whole process of what they went through. But yeah, my guess would be Vernon taught Elvis to drive.
That's a very good
question. And they would have been taught on the family car, which was a Plymouth at the time.
There you go. Okay, so this one's kind of broad, but what is one of your favorite artifacts?
Oh, my goodness. I've got, it all depends. One of my favorite pieces is Elvis's wallet because it's so personal. And, I mean, everyone can relate to it.
Sure.
And you open it up and there's a picture of Lisa, and I can just see Elvis talking about his daughter and someone asking about his daughter and him holding the wallet out and go, hey, here's a picture of her, you know. So, yeah, so it really shows that personal Elvis. But I do have a favorite jumpsuit. It's the French jumpsuit from That's the Way It Is. My favorite piece of jewelry is a TCB ring. My favorite car is the pink Cadillac.
So you have to put them in categories.
Yes, it is. It definitely is divided into categories.
Well, here's another one that kind of goes off of that last question, but anything you were shocked to see in the archives, or maybe a favorite memory looking through the archives or being here?
When I first was hired in archives back in April of 95, we were still cataloging things. I mean, literally in rooms in the mansion. During the day, this is right after Delta has passed away, and the room, Elvis's parents' room, is not even open for tours yet. And we're cataloging things literally out of the closet and out of the drawers right there in the room during the day while tours are going on.
Oh, my gosh.
And in the bottom of a wicker trunk that was in the closet, I found a shoebox. And when I opened up the shoebox, it was full of just a whole bunch of family photos and snapshots and stuff. And in the very bottom of that was Elvis's graduation tassel and program.
Oh, that is so neat.
It was probably one of my favorite finds because it's such a mom thing.
Right, right.
You know?
To save things of your kids. Absolutely.
And put them in shoeboxes back then and put them up in the closet.
Yeah.
And Gladys did this and put this in the bottom of this box. And from my knowledge, up until that point, no one really had even looked in there to see what was in this box because there was other stuff on top of it and everything, you know. So it really was, I mean, that's got to be one of my favorite photos, my favorite things I found. And also in there were the photo booth photos, the one of Elvis that you'll see all the time now. It was used on the bowling ball with his collar flipped
up. Right.
That was in there. So I found that photo,
too. Oh, that's neat. That's really cool. That's a great story. Well, Angie, thank you so much. I mean, and thank you to everyone who sent in all these awesome questions. And there were so many that we couldn't get to all of them because we have limited time with Angie today. She's got to get back to planning all of these exhibits.
We're going to Vegas.
So thanks again, Angie, for being here.
Thanks for having me.
So we'll let you get back to work. So until next time, we'll see you next week on the Rubberneck Podcast.